Hey there, I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. We're an investment management and retirement planning advisor located in Houston, Texas. And welcome to our November 12th YouTube Stock Talk, keeping you connected to your money. This week, we're going to go backwards in time, and we're going to cover some of the material we did in late October 2020. That was almost exactly a year ago, and viewers might remember our country was in the midst of all-out political swirl and nonstop commentary on TV about the dire consequences of the 2020 presidential elections, regardless of their outcome, regardless of who won the presidency or who won control of Congress. I'm doing this now because it seems timely with the midterm elections now a year away and with Jerome Powell's renomination for the Federal Reserve Chairman still in question. I'm doing it now to try to show how little who is running the country out of Washington, D.C. matters to the overall stock market, while who is running the Federal Reserve does matter. This week's title is Politically Incorrect Thinking for Your Investments. Most of this material is recycled from our Friday, October 30th, 2020 podcast titled Waiting No More, This is How Early Bull Markets Look. This isn't revisionist history. All of this material is on our website. Here's what we said back then in front of the election, reading once again from that script. Since mid-August, for the past 3 months, we have tried to educate our clients and listeners as to the normalcy of a pre-presidential election volatility. Well, this focus appears to have been justified as the markets have now pulled back to basically flat year to date with a big jump in realized volatility over the past 2 weeks. For the past 4 weeks, we've stressed that this increase in short-term volatility is what breeds higher investment return opportunities if one can control one's emotions and biases. That periods of higher implied volatility is when investors should be pushing their chips and dollars into the market, not abstaining or fleeing the markets. Well, listeners, we are finally here. It's time. It's time to accelerate investment plans and get more aggressively invested if you are one to play that tactical asset allocation game. The next few weeks should continue to stay volatile in the short term. Why? I don't know. We can make up reasons like everyone else. Factually, I think it's due to states' individual procedures. We're unlikely to get an official winner in the election next Tuesday due to the massive early and mail-in voting that has occurred. The experts in voting say it should take into the weekend to count the totals. Maybe it's contested. We covered that history on a prior topic. On this topic, I'm a conspiracy theorist in that I do think someone will know relatively quickly, maybe in this weekend, the most likely result will be whether the election count is delayed a few days or not, largely due to the early voting. The markets have pulled back to 3275 on the S&P 500. This is almost exactly where it stood at the end of July, 3 months ago. The convenient excuses being thrown around the last 2 weeks for the down move. The press has gone from parroting a blue wave was good for markets to now down 300 points lower in the S&P 500, now a blue wave in the upcoming election is bad. This flip-flopping excuse is hilarious to me. In the span of 4 weeks, a blue wave went from negative to positive, back to negative events for the markets. These fuzzy reasons are why we like to stick to as much as we can the facts, the data, and history, as investors tend to replicate the same behaviors cycle after cycle. We went on to say, from 3275 on the S&P 500, the risk reward over the next 15 months is almost 10 to 1 from here. How do we arrive at that? There appears to be about 3 to 4% downside down to the 200-day moving average of about 3150 on the S&P 500 and up 30 to 40% upside on an optimistic outcome of the three major issues of concern being alleviated over the next 3 to 12 months. Stock returns look to accelerate along with the real economy over the next 5 quarters. We went on to discuss the effects on the markets this cycle in 2009, 2013, and 2017 during QE under 180 degrees opposite economic and social policies of then President Obama and President Trump. It didn't matter who won. In the next 15 months following the 2012 and 2016 elections, the markets rallied almost the exact same percentage return, 38%. We gave our clients the historic data that the biggest post-election rally over the subsequent 15 months came in 1932. after the sitting president lost his re-election bid and the entire Congress flipped to the presidential party. Way back then, after the markets initially went down 4.4% into year-end, they then rallied a mind-boggling 44.1% over the next 15 months for a net return of 38%, low to high. Is this sounding familiar? Is this sounding unprecedented? No. Why did the economies and markets behave and work so similarly under totally different presidents with totally different philosophies? I have one word for you. One word, stimulus, and its lag effect. We told our clients and listeners back then, we said, please do not let the election become an emotional event or crusade that drives your short-term financial behavior. It is another event whose outcome you can't control. Fight the feeling to change everything based on next week's election. Why? Because in 2021, regardless of who wins next week, it is loaded to the gills with a keyword I used to describe the post-2012 and post-2016 election economic environments. What was that word? Stimulus. We already knew the Federal Reserve's plan for monetary stimulus in 2021 and 2022, and they hadn't even started implementing yet. We were calling that QE5, much like 2012, when they paused before implementing QE3, the Fed waited until the election had passed. Lost in the normal pre-election noise is the bull market case for 2021 that the president in 2020, whomever that is, and Congress, whomever that is, put job growth in the economy first through additional spending and incentives. This is in addition to the Federal Reserve's monetary expansion. We personally may not like how much of our money politicians spend or what they spend it on, but regardless of who is elected, they're going to spend our money, lots of money, probably trillions in 2021. The easy money is made when others are scared or paralyzed and volatility is high. It's always easy in the rearview mirror. Don't let politics cloud your investment and judgment. Stay the course or take advantage of others' emotions, and as Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful. This is how early bull markets look. That's what we told listeners and clients almost exactly a year ago in front of the election, but that is now history. Which brings me forward to today. We are still in a bull market for equities, albeit having exited the seventh inning stretch. We continue to see an aggressive fourth quarter and early 2022 rally led by large cap technology and growth stocks. However, at this time, we do expect a material uptick in realized volatility later in the first quarter of 2022 due to a host of relatively nebulous reasons all centered around the Federal Reserve, its leadership, its monetary policies throughout the rest of 2022. Viewers, you notice I left out politics and government economic data. Clients, we will be there for you, often worrying in advance about the exact same things that are on your minds. And viewers, feel free to give us a call here at Oak Harvest and ask to speak to an advisor. Let us help you craft a financial plan that meets your retirement goals. Call us at 877-896-0040. We're here to help you on your financial journey into and through your retirement years. Many blessings, stay safe, and have a great weekend. I'm Chris Paris with Oak Harvest Financial Group.
All content contained within Oak Harvest podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.